Hello, Dr. Don Newberry, the Idle American, in Fort Worth. Today, when boredom seems terminal. Now that the election is over, my ancient Uncle Mort and his domino-playing buddies down in the thicket can resume their usual, mostly minutia confabs that too often lack authenticity. This reminds me of the annual extravaganza birthed in 1929, when old-timers of Burlington, Wisconsin held their first-ever liars contest. Held annually, it claims to be harmless fibs for fun and folly. The contest caught on nationally thanks to hundreds of newspapers providing free publicity. One winner some 50 years ago was the late Chalk Hutchison of Lubbock, a friend who was brilliantly eccentric before he learned to shave. He concocted a story about a man who invented a duck call that was so authentic it attracted decoys. All this to say that Uncle Mort and his gang are planning a similar contest. Its goal may be something like the Burlington Bunch, but their entries are proposed to be based on facts, even if loosely hinged. Shucks, Texas may have bigger stories every year than contestants in Wisconsin, but the East Texan slant may garner even more attention than outright lies. The Wisconsin and Texas groups will announce winners on slow news days next year. Who knows, maybe the outright lies from up north will lose out in press coverage to shocking, bloated truths exposed by the Texans. Well, we'll know. It's very soon. The East Texans are expecting entries based not only on truth, but also specific topics. This year, they are asking participants to provide accounts of the two most likely robberies in the history of the Lone Star State. Someone mentioned the Santa Claus Bank robbery on December 23, 1927, in Cisco, Texas. Back then, bank holdups were commonplace, occurring four times daily on the average in Texas. Who would have thunk that jolly old St. Nick would brandish a pistol while he and his gang made a record haul of $12,400 in cash and $150,000 in negotiable securities? Well, the record bank robbery was disallowed, however, since the goods were left behind during the ensuing gunfire barrage. Baloney, that was chump change, Mort asserted. A more unusual robbery occurred on September 4th, 2024. The total grab then was $240 million, greatly eclipsing the Cisco robbery. Three sets of eyeballs around the domino table would have been hard-pressed to open wider. What in the name of the National Football League are you talking about? One asked. Mort had done his homework, pointing to Dak Prescott's $240 million contract as quarterback of the Dallas Cowboys. This is the largest NFL contract in history that no doubt will be exceeded as early as next year. It's been more than 96 years, nearly 36,000 days, since the robbery in Cisco, so Mort thinks it's time to pinpoint a more recent unusual robbery. He emphasized that the bank robbers netted nothing, but Dak, and or his agent, had enough smarts to include a guaranteed payment of $231 million, no matter what. As their yakking continued, someone mentioned that Dak is being paid almost $1 million per quarter, regardless of the outcomes, and even if he's sidelined by injuries like he is now. Another guy quickly added that Dak earns more in one quarter than the $985,000 annual salary of San Francisco's quarterback, Brock Purdy. Footnote, the 49ers beat the Cowboys, and Purdy's salary won't shoot skyward next season. Well, the fourth member of the Geezer group compared Prescott's salary with Babe Ruth's record haul of $80,000 grudgingly paid to the baseball star for the 1914 season. One reporter commented that Ruth's salary was more than President Wilson's. I had a better year than the president, Ruth answered. Well, who can blame Prescott? There are two signatures on the contract, and this craziness is supported by gullible fans whose football appetites are insatiable. Stay tuned for Burlington's 2024 winning lie that may pale in the light of the East Texans' powerful comparison that has more than a few shreds of truth. Don Newberry, the Idle American in Fort Worth. Good day.